This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of 2 Peter 3, we've considered what Peter said about skeptics, God, and God's promises. Now let's look at what he says about the kind of people we ought to be in the light of what we've discovered in this chapter. The first thing he encourages is to constantly do some wholesome thinking about the world you live in, what God says about it, and what he has promised regarding its future and ours. Wholesome thinking always starts with what God has said. Always view things through the prism of God's word. Second, be patient regarding God's promises being fulfilled. Don't worry about God doing his part in fulfilling his promises. Be concerned about doing your part in the plan of God. Our primary responsibility is to honor God in word and deed, seeking only his glory and praise. One privilege we have is sharing with others what we know about the promises and provisions of God. He has provided for our salvation. He wants all of us to experience this salvation. That's why Christ has not returned yet. God is patiently waiting for more to come to Christ by faith and invite him into their lives. God wants you and me to experience forgiveness for our sins and acceptance into the family of God. He is waiting for our response. He is waiting for those who have trusted in Christ to reach out to others with the good news about Christ's offer of salvation. As we share this good news and see others take that step of faith, we are hastening the return of Jesus Christ. So let's all be about this rescue work on a daily basis. You can review these messages on my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.